You know what's ironic about business owners and their marketing focus? The moment I mention the word focus, they immediately jump to defining their target audience or ideal client profile. And while those are important elements, they're actually putting the cart before the horse. It's like trying to find a perfect person to marry before you've even figured out who you are or what you want in life. Here's the honey that makes money. Most businesses spend more time defining who they want to work with than clarifying what problem they actually solve. And that's like a doctor trying to find patients before knowing what diseases they can cure.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Let me share something that happened just last week. I was sitting with Sarah. She's a brilliant software developer who built an impressive suite of automation tools. She had spreadsheets full of demographic data, detailed buyer personifications, and even psychological profiles of her ideal clients. But when I asked her one simple question, what's the single biggest problem your software solves? There was that familiar deer in the headlights look. And I've seen it 100 times. This isn't just Sarah's challenge. I've seen this pattern play out over 1,200 companies during my 2 decades in B2B marketing. They're like a surgeon focusing all their energy in finding more patients instead of getting crystal clear about which life-threatening conditions they're best equipped to treat. They've got the skills, they've got the equipment, but they're so focused on filling their schedule with surgeries that they've lost sight of their true purpose: saving lives in their specific zone of genius. Here's a buzzworthy insight. In the B2B world, there's only one thing any business is actually selling: a solution to another business's problem. That's your what. Everything else is just details. Let me share a quick story about David. He came to me running a digital solutions company. Like Sarah, he had extensive market research and detailed deal client profiles. His presentations were pretty polished. His marketing materials were slick, but something was not clicking. When I asked him what specific problem kept his ideal clients awake at night, his marketing strategy crumbled faster than a cookie in hot coffee. Think of it about this way. Imagine you're a chef opening a restaurant. Would you start by deciding who you want to serve, or would you first master the dishes you can consistently cook better than anyone else? Your expertise, your what, is the foundation everything else is built upon. Here's a spicy buzz alert for you. The size of your revenue is directly proportional to the size of the problem you solve. Let that sink in for a moment. Let me prove it with a quick case study. I worked with a cybersecurity firm that was struggling to stand out in a crowded market. They were marketing themselves as a comprehensive security solutions provider, which basically means nothing to nobody. But when we dug deeper, we discovered they had an incredible track record of preventing ransomware attacks, specifically in the healthcare organizations. They weren't just solving a security problem, they were protecting patients' lives and hospital operations. Once they focused on this specific high-stakes problem, their entire marketing message transformed. Instead of being another cybersecurity vendor, they became the specialist who kept hospitals running when ransomware attacks were spiking. Their revenue tripled in 18 months, not because they changed what they did, but because they got crystal clear about the critical problem they solved. This brings me to what I call the problem power principle. The bigger the problem you solve, the more valuable your solution becomes. Think about it. If you're helping a company fix a $10,000 problem, you can't charge $100,000 for the solution. But if you're solving a $1 million problem, now we're talking serious revenue potential. Now, I know what some of you were thinking, but Buzz, my business solves multiple problems. Sure, and hospital treats multiple conditions, but they're all solving one core problem: poor health. Your business needs to operate the same way. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to walk you through what I call the problem cluster exercise. This is going to be eye-opening, I promise. Grab a piece of paper, or if you're driving, just listen now and do this later. You'll need about 10 minutes of uninterrupted time when you can clearly and really think about your business. Here's what we're going to do. Imagine you're a detective solving the mystery of your own business's value. Step by step, we're going to uncover the core problem you're truly exceptional at solving. So step one, the brain dump. At the top of your paper, write down every single problem your business solves. I mean, everything from the tiny annoyances you fix to the massive challenges you tackle. Don't filter anything out. If you help a client with it, write it down. To give you context, most businesses discover they solve between 15 to 25 distinct problems for their clients. If you got fewer than 10, you're probably thinking too broadly. Step two, the connection game. Now we're going to play detective with these problems. Draw lines between problems that feel related. For example, if you're a marketing agency, you might connect low website traffic with poor conversion rates because they're both about website performance. Don't overthink this. Go with your gut. Now, step three, the cluster check. Here's where it gets interesting. Look at your connected problems. You should start seeing clusters forming, like constellations in the night sky. Circle these clusters. If you're doing this right, you'll probably find out that about 80% of your problems fit into two or three major clusters. These clusters are gold. They're pointing you to your core value proposition. And then there's step four, the power rating. And this final step is crucial for next week's episode. Next to each cluster, rate it on two factors on a scale from 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest mark. The first factor is, how good are you at solving these problems? The second factor is, how much do clients pay to solve these problems? Multiply those two numbers together for each cluster. The highest score, that's probably your sweet spot, the problem cluster where your expert meets your market value. Keep this piece of paper handy because you're going to want it in next week's episode, because we're going to use these clusters to develop your unique framework and transform how you communicate your value to the market. We'll explore why you're uniquely positioned to solve these problems and how to turn your approach into repeatable systems. This exercise is just the beginning. In our next episode, we're going to dive into the why and how of your business focus, the elements that transform your problem-solving ability into an unstoppable competitive advantage. We'll explore how to turn your expertise into a framework that makes your solution not just valuable, but irresistible. But for now, focus on that problem pyramid, because until you're crystal clear about the problem you solve, you're just another vendor in a sea of options. But when you nail down your what, you become the obvious choice for those who need exactly what you provide. Until next time, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring, it's a choice. So stay buzzworthy.